When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead. Take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey guys, it's Ryan here. Just wanted to give you a quick warning for your headphones because it does start off quite loud. I apologize. I was really excited. Enjoy the show.
You're listening to the Hockey Podcast Network, your home for hockey talk covering every team in the NHL. Download at thehockeypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Hey Stars fans, it's Jeff Kay, public address announcer for your Dallas Stars, and you're listening to Starcastic Remarks, part of the Hockey Podcast Network. Go Stars!
Let's freaking go! Yes!
It took so long.
Sorry, I apologize for everyone who heard that. Oh my gosh, that was the stupidest game of hockey I've ever had to watch as a fan of the Dallas Stars. Welcome to Dallas Stars post-game show. Oh my gosh, sorry. My mind is in a jumble right now. My name is Ryan. This is James, my brother. I am extremely excited to be up at 1:30 in the morning. I don't care. I can't go to sleep after something like that. This is Starcastic Remarks. We are the official Dallas Stars podcast of THPN. Thank you to DraftKings Sportsbook for being our sponsor of this episode, as always.
Yeah, I'm gonna be honest. Once it went to overtime, I really thought that we were done with that one. With all the bounces going Vegas's way, it seems like even in this game, Thompson standing on his head too. Some reason, overtime and goalie standing on their head tends to go against them, at least in recent memory for the Stars.
And of course, we could end up talking about all sorts of people right now, but we have to talk about the one, the only Wyatt Johnston. Wyatt Johnston is absolutely the best, the biggest, the clutchest player for this Dallas Stars team right now. And you know, his nickname is Baby Wyatt. That baby part needs to go away, according to the chat.
Big boy Wyatt.
Big boy Wyatt. I'm going to start doing that now. I'm tweeting it right now. Hashtag big boy Wyatt.
Thank you, James. He had a great game. He's been great the entire series, honestly. He's just had a hard time finding the back of the net. He finds it in the first period in this one, and he never looks back. I mean, he is easily been the biggest impact player for the Stars the past 2 years since he's gotten on the roster in both defensive and offensive metrics. I mean, he has been the best player for the Stars.
Everything about this game was stupid, James. So let's just break this down as quick as we can and call it a night here, trying to get it to as much stuff as we can, as quick as we can. This, I don't know what it is with this team right now, but it feels like there is an absolute curse on this team right now because, and it feels like it just got broken with that game today. Because when you look back at the series against Vegas last year and then the series again this year, I mean, I know we lost in six in that series last year, but both of those games, game one and game two in Vegas, we had the opportunity to win last year. This year, we should have won game two. We had an opportunity to win game one. Game three should have been blown out of the water. It feels like that this team is over that hump now. That curse is gone. That's monkey on the back, the mental game, whatever was going on, that feels like with this game tonight and because of that Wyatt Johnston goal, I think we can play a whole lot more looser and feel like we can actually win the series now, James.
Yeah, well, if we want to talk about period by period, first two periods were ridiculous. I mean, Stars just onslaught, slaughtering the Golden Knights the entire time. Constant pressure, all four lines rolling all the time in the offensive zone. Knights can't get anything going on their end. The Stars are seamlessly moving through the neutral zone in this game, which they struggled in the first two. Stars are getting it deep, forechecking. Everything that they couldn't do in the first two games was being done for the first almost 40 minutes of the game.
The one thing that frustrated more than anything is a couple of things, James, and then we need to talk about some positive things with this game, because there were so many positives we could talk about, but it just felt like all of those overwhelming positives were hampered by a couple of negatives, and I have two. The first one is, and it's not really fair, it really is not fair based off of the way that Logan Thompson played tonight, but we really need a save for Mottinger, and that's going to be an unpopular opinion. It really is. But it's not like he played bad, and to give him credit, he absolutely made some big saves there in the last minute of the third period and in the overtime period when it really mattered. So when it really 100% mattered, he was able to figure it out. So I will give him that a little bit.
Yeah, I thought he kind of failed to rise to the intensity of this game. I mean, the Stars, again, they were just in full control for the first 30 minutes of this game. And to see him let in, I mean, he's just beat twice on the blocker side. That's what it is. They're good shots, whatever. Both of those shouldn't go in, okay? That is something that when your team is rolling that well and they're blocking shots for you too, and they're not letting the Vegas Golden Knights get interior and in close on you, all that, when they're doing all that right to let those two goals in a game that the Stars had, I mean, the Golden Knights had no chance in the game till both of those go in. And they're relatively weak for what was happening on the other side of the ice. And it comes back to he's getting beat in the position again and again and again.
That really was the biggest difference in the game for me was goaltending.
And it totally was. I mean, it's not even the biggest. That was the difference of the game. It was goaltending. It was goaltending the entire way. If the goalies are even equal in this game, the Stars probably win like 5-2 or something stupid.
Like, no, this easily should have been 4 or 5-0 at the end of the first period, at least, at the very least, 4 goals. And then even in the second period, there were more opportunities that the Stars had that it should have ended up even more so. It should have been even like 6 or 7-0. We should have been looking at one of those no mercy games. Mm-hmm. But and I know that there, and yeah, here's an example. Oh, shoot, I just lost it. Joe Mama, Nah, Ryan, though, those were two perfect shots. Shut your mouth. Yeah, but
they were good shots. He's don't not get me wrong. But you like, you have to get one of those.
You have to get, yes, you. This is the Stanley Cup playoffs. You have to get one of those. You have to get one of those if you know the other goaltender at the other end is standing on his head. And thankfully, you know what? He was able to really get into that when it really mattered at the end of the game. So that, and again, I said that. I literally said it. It's not fair for me to criticize Ottinger. It really is not fair for me to criticize Ottinger. But he has to make one of those saves. He has to make one of those saves.
The problem really isn't all his fault. The problem is the person on the other end of the ring. I mean, when the goaltender's playing that good on the other side of the ice, you cannot give up goals like that in quickly too. I mean, that was in the span of like 3 or 4 minutes that both of those went in, and the game was instantly changed. I mean, it completely flipped on its head. It was Stars dominating, and then bang, bang, and suddenly the Stars have to give all this space, because if they give up another chance like that, it's going to go in.
And then to, again, the all of this stuff is true. It's just frustrating. To be fair, this is Liquid Bacon. That 4-on-4 shot, by the way, that's an awesome name, by the way. That 4-on-4 shot was tough. Good setup for the Knights, and Otter had a good game. He absolutely did. That is what I'm saying. It's not fair for me to criticize him, but we need him to make one of those saves. It's not fair. Okay, I'll jump off of that.
Thompson did it all night long. That's what it comes down to. Thompson was saving good to perfect shots all night long. He was saving things he didn't even see in the third period. There were 3 or 4 shots through traffic that he never saw that just hit him. I mean, he was on one. He was getting lucky, on fire. That all that together is how you have a game like he did.
And the one thing, and this is a side tangent kind of going off of this a little bit. This is not my second thing I wanted to say, but the side tangent from this is, for me, James, at least, it seemed like the way they played the game changed after the second period.
It totally did.
They were going full 100%, you know, the way we've seen them play in the regular season this year in the first and second period. It was just forecheck after forecheck and rush chance and big time saves and on by Thompson. And it just seemed like he had all of their numbers when it came to that. And then in the you know, I don't want to say credit to Pete DeBoer, because maybe he didn't make this switch, but maybe he did. They switched to a dump and chase through, like, literally, it was like a complete difference going into the third period. They started dumping the puck more. They started looking for more traffic in front, and they started looking for those tips a little bit more. And that, I really, really appreciated that, seeing that change from them, because they're like, well, if he's going to save everything off the rush, might as well try this.
Yeah, and it really, I mean, the Stars' first two periods was the Stars' sixth gear. That is the team that we have been hoping for the whole season to show up. And that was them on the ice. And Thompson just stood on his head. That's all it was.
And it didn't work. That was the funny thing. It didn't work just because he stood on his head.
That should have been the most one-sided game of the playoffs so far. And Thompson just wouldn't let it happen.
Hey, guys, it's Ryan here. The chase for the Stanley Cup is on. And if you're looking to light the lamp, nothing beats the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NHL. From the start of playoff beards all the way till the hoisting of the cup, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odd boosts, and so much more. Just some interesting series winner props here for you for the playoffs. Stars right now are at a minus 140, which makes them a slight favorite. But if you look at some of the others, the Rangers at a heavy favorite at minus 450. And then even the Carolina Hurricanes at a minus 340. So some very interesting series winner playoff series props there for you. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app with the code THPN. New customers bet just $5 on the NHL and get 200 instantly in bonus bets. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook with the code THPN. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/hockey for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources. NHL and NHL Shield are registered trademarks of the National Hockey League. Copyright NHL 2024. All rights reserved.
Okay, the second thing I wanted to talk about, and this is also, I guess this is more fair to criticize than other things, but when Jamie Benn took that penalty and it allowed Vegas to go 4-4, that changed the dynamic of the game, right? That is the turning point of the game that allowed it. As unfair as that may seem, because Jamie,
you're totally right.
Because Jamie Benn played a good game. I thought he had a good game. That was the turning point of the game that allowed Vegas to get 4-4. It allowed them to get the goal. It completely screwed up the Stars' rhythm. The Stars 5-on-5 have been a
nightmare.
Better team than the Vegas Golden Knights, like 90% of the time. If you take out special teams, the Stars are up in this series by like maybe even 3-0. At the very least, 2-1. We look at those power play goals in the first two games against the Stars. We look at the special teams goals here tonight, the shorthanded goal, and then the 4-on-4 goal. And again, that as unfair as that sounds, Jamie Benn, this is the second time he's done this in as many years. And it's not as big as obviously last year was. We need him to stay out of the box and not do crap like that again. We need him to stay relevant and to not get himself into trouble and get into shenanigans like this. He needs to stay out of the shenanigans like this. Let them do that, okay? And I know we haven't seen a lot of the nastiness in this series that we've seen in other series. What's funny is I think this has been the least nastiest series of all of them. He's got to stay out of it. He's got to be smarter. Please, Jamie.
Yeah. And now that you've said that, and I completely agree, by the way, that was the stupidest 4-on-4 call ever. It's a normal scrum that they have after the whistle. And that's what they decide to die on.
He did have him in a headlock, though, to be completely honest.
They're standing by Otter. He puts him in a headlock and he skates away from Otter. That's what he did. I mean, what do you want? That's a normal thing that happens in every scrum after almost every whistle where your goalie gets snowed.
And again, so and Zachary over here is exactly right. This is what pisses me off. But overall, the Stars are very disciplined tonight and did not take unnecessary penalties.
Both games, actually. Last two.
100%! But the one time they did it, it screwed them up.
Yep.
That's why this series is so unbelievable.
And it shouldn't be that way normally, either, though. It's the stupid thing. Like, we should have the advantage when it comes to special teams. But we don't. And it's obvious we don't. So stay out of the box.
Here's what I'm getting at by this team right now and by the hockey gods. The Stars have to be perfect. They are not allowed to make one single mistake against this Vegas team, because this Vegas team is extremely, what's the word I'm thinking of? They take care of the few opportunities they get. I can't think of the word right now. It's not coming to me. Opportunistic with all of their stuff that they have, including when they are able to go up and get a goal 6 seconds into 4-on-4. They have to be perfect for the rest of the series. That's what I'm getting at. And if they can win this series and be perfect, good luck trying to beat this team. Yeah. But we've got another giant hurdle coming on at us in game four, and we'll get to that in a second. But is that fair to think, James? They basically have to be perfect for the rest of the series?
I think it's fair in terms of penalties. I mean, if the Stars can stay out of the box so far, this series has proven that 5-on-5, the Stars are going to dominate the Golden Knights, which is crazy because this is complete opposite from last year, if y'all remember. The Stars had great special teams, and that's how we were winning games in the playoffs, especially. And when it came to 5-on-5, Vegas just beat us down. I mean, and it's completely flipped this year.
I've got one more thing, and then I think that's all I've got. We could talk about other things here in a little while, James. But someone mentioned it over in the chat, and I'm glad they mentioned it because it made me think about it. Oh, who was it? I'll say it while I'm looking.
Chat's moving, by the way, guys.
Yeah, it is moving.
Y'all are awesome.
Y'all are amazing being here at 1:44 in the morning Central Time. Okay. Anyway, I can't find it. Whoever it was, put it in the chat, and I'll give you credit for it. The fourth line in overtime was excellent. They were one of the best lines for the Stars in overtime, and they were out there quite a bit in overtime, but I think that was on purpose. Because you have a fourth line with this team, with as deep as they are, and this is without
two rested players,
two guys. Two rested guys. That's true. And then two guys who are normally in the lineup in Fox and Marchment, who are day to day. And that fourth line, oh my goodness, they're just absolutely excellent in how they played in that game. And I even put it on the Starcaster Remarks X page, posted it. I thought Craig Smith was going to get the goal in overtime. I don't know what it was. It's just a feeling.
He had six shots on goal this game.
Yeah. And most of the shots were in overtime. He had three or four just in overtime. I would bet money on that. I haven't even looked at the stats for the game tonight. So, I mean, seriously, fourth line was great.
Yeah.
Anything else?
The only other thing that I'll mention is that the line shuffles tonight, Wizardry by Pete DeBoer. That second line of, what was it? It was like, it ends up being the third line because Ben Stankoven and Duchesne was really the second line. But Sagan and Dodonov and Pavelski, none of those players have played together, ever. They have not played, not one of them has played with the other at all, ever. And they come in and they didn't look half bad, honestly. They had their bids. They definitely weren't as good as the other lines, who have some chemistry at least on them. The top line especially, that was ridiculous. They put Johnson up there. That was easily the best line, far and away. Obviously, they got the two goals tonight. Johnson got both of them with primary assist from Robertson. But the line shuffling worked great from Pete DeBoer.
There were so many chances for all four lines, honestly, in the game. The fourth line didn't get as many chances in regulation as they did in overtime. They were excellent in overtime. I really thought they were our best line, especially when it comes to an energy perspective. That they were hands down. That's
rolling again, all four lines.
And again, that's sort of kind of not fair because they don't play as much as the other three lines do. But still, the fact that they had that much energy and they were able to get that going, you know, at 1:15, 1:30 in the morning Central Time Zone, their bodies are telling them they're tired. They've already played a full hockey game. Seriously, they were fantastic. I really thought they were fantastic. We could go on and we could go on and we could go on. There's so many other things we could talk about. James, is there any? Yeah, is there any other big things we need to talk about before? Before we start wrapping
biggest
it up here,
biggest loser, biggest winner.
Okay, that's what I figured. Okay, biggest winner and biggest loser. This is the biggest winner is very easy. James, who you got?
It's Wyatt Johnson, without a doubt. What a night! He has two goals and the one that matters. 8 shots on the night, dude. He was hunting all night long. After he got his first one, he never stopped hunting. And the just perfect shot roofs it to end it in overtime. So, yeah, without a doubt, it's Wyatt Johnson.
I need to look at some of the stats here and figure out. I think I'm going to give it to Robertson. He very quietly is having a very good series, and he has 4 points in 3 games. two goals, two assists. He sets up Johnson for both of his goals. And you know what? I'll give a very good, another biggest winner to Miro Heiskanen. I mean, 34 minutes and 9 seconds time on ice. 34 minutes and 9 seconds.
Yeah. And that I'll give an honorary biggest winner to all the defensemen because Lundqvist went down early. He played 2 minutes, 21 seconds. We played with five defensemen the entire game.
And I wonder why he only played that much.
I have no clue.
And I mean, even in overtime, I don't even think he played a
single. He didn't touch the ice in overtime.
I don't even think he touched the ice in the third period, did he?
I don't think he did either.
So, I mean, this may seem crazy, but maybe we see Derek Pouliot get in?
Maybe.
Honestly.
We'll see.
We'll see.
Biggest loser. I'm going to give mine to Pavelski just because he has the minus two on the night. He's the only one with the minus two. That's a little tough because he wasn't on the goals four and he was on that weird third line that we kind of Frankenstein together. But at the same time, he had multiple just weird plays with the puck tonight, like defensive zone turnovers. He had a couple of times where like he had that one chance where he almost got it from his skate to his stick and backhand roofed it, but he missed it. And it was wide open for him too. And that's his bread and butter right there, his backhand roof. And he couldn't do it. And the rest of the game, he looked kind of weak.
I'm going to have to do it. Nils Lundqvist. I mean,
I don't know why. We don't know why, whether he got hurt or just wasn't trusted enough.
No, he was on the bench. He was on the bench and he wasn't. I mean, if he was hurt, he would be back in the dressing room. 2 minutes and 24 seconds time on ice. He played.
He did something that pissed DeBoer off. That's for sure.
Yep. And DeBoer doesn't trust him. So I would not, honestly, I would really not be surprised at this point to see Pete DeBoer pull him out and throw Derek Pouliot in. That's the only thing I can think of. And I can appreciate it now. If we had lost this game, I would have been pissed. But I have to appreciate how good Logan Thompson was in this game. That is by far,
I think that was the best greatest from anyone so far.
Yeah, I can't think of another game this postseason that has been that ridiculous from a goaltending perspective. And he deserves absolutely every single accolade that he should receive here tonight. He was,
hopefully he's not any better or the same.
Yes,
ever again.
Exactly. Exactly. Exactly.
Hate that dude.
I would honestly go to say he was the second best player on the ice tonight.
No, he was the
Johnston
best
was
tonight. No.
Johnston
without
was the
a
best.
Doubt. Without a doubt, Thompson was the best player on the ice. Not even close.
No.
It's not even close, Ryan.
Johnston beat him twice. And he had a ridiculous
Thompson
game.
Thompson got beat three times total, and the Stars should have like 12 goals.
Disagree.
He's the best player on the ice. I hate him. Hope he never does it again. Probably won't see that again for that. I mean, that's got to be. That might be his best game ever that he plays.
A lot of people. Ardell, screw Vegas and Thompson.
Yep.
Suck it, Thompson.
Yep.
Well, Liquid Bacon says, shout out to Thompson. But Zachary says, no, boo.
Yep.
SDNGN13. Get off here.
Thompson,
you like Thompson?
Sucks. He lost.
Screw
he lost.
Thompson.
Loser. Can't even save a roofer short side.
Oh shut
loser.
Up.
Loser. Let his team lose. Awful.
We can laugh about it now because we won the game. Okay. In all reality, though, there's still another. That was what's
step
crazy
one.
Is that is the first step up the mountain, even though it was an enormous step up the mountain. Game four is gonna be even bigger.
And you pissed off the Golden Knights too. So good luck.
Good luck. So. Anyways, guys, thank y'all along. Thank you for following along with us here tonight. Man, I'm tired. It is currently 1:53 at the time we're finishing this recording. We have 115 people watching us live, James. That's insane. That is absolutely insane. Thank you to all of you who are listening afterwards, too. Y'all are probably the smart ones for waiting to later to listen to the episode. But nonetheless, nonetheless,
everyone should be live.
The stars are back in this series. This is...
It's only
2 a.m. And this feels so much better than how we felt after game two. Man, I hate hockey and I love hockey at the same time. I hate this sport and I love this sport at the same time. Anyways, thank you to DraftKings Sportsbook for being our sponsor. Use the promo code THPN. Go check out sarcasticremarks.com. That's the website. Chris will try to be on with us on Monday night. And as always, along with James, my name is Ryan. We will catch you guys on the flip side, and we hope you guys have a fantastic morning, afternoon, evening, whenever you guys are listening. James?
Thompson sucks. GG.